Lively Stones Meditations, 1st December 2023. Love from a Pure Heart. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some, that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. These verses from 1 Timothy are special. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart. Not with a pure heart, but from a pure heart. There is a difference, albeit a subtle one. And what I mean is this: to love with a pure heart suggests that each of us might have that pure heart. Yet we know that our Lord Jesus Christ was alone in having a pure heart, complete holiness, all of which he received from the Heavenly Father. Thus we can be assured that the love that Paul states is the purpose of the commandment, is the love that is in our hearts, because Christ lives within each saint as the hope of glory. Each of us can only ever have a pure, clean and unadulterated heart if that heart is his, not ours, living in us. In Hebrews chapter 10, there is mention of a true heart, which the Amplified Bible translates as having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water. Paul, in our verses today, speaks of love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, and this is witnessed to in Hebrews. Thus, we can see three qualifying factors to fulfill the commandment. One, love from a pure heart. Two, love from a good conscience. Three, love from sincere faith. None of these are possible for any one of us without the Lord Jesus Christ residing in our innermost being. It reminds me of this song: out of my innermost being, rivers of water flow. Out of my innermost being, life celestial grows. Out of my innermost being, banishing all my fears. Out of my innermost being, Jesus the Christ appears. Meditate on these things. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled, cleansed, purified from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 21 to 25. Everything you go through as a Christian is a training exercise, behind which God has a divine purpose. He did not save you so that you could cruise into paradise on a luxury liner. He saved you to prepare you to be of use in his kingdom. The moment you were born again, he enrolled you in his school of suffering. And every affliction, every trial, is another lesson in the curriculum. David Wilkerson.